Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, California has brought us a wealth of rampage killings that have occurred here recently, and we know how things are going to go. They're going to go as they always go. We're going to be told how we need to be more accommodating. We need to accept gun control as it is the only way to stop these such awful tragedies. But there's always going to be a handful that don't even really try to convince us. They instead want to try and bully and shame us into supporting gun control. For example, we have this piece originally from the LA Times titled, "Where Have Republicans Been During California's Mass Shootings? They're busy appeasing the gun-worshipping cult." I guess you could look at that and say, well, I guess somebody did, in fact, read How to Win Friends and Influence People now, didn't they? And my question is, if we're a cult, does that mean we get to wear a snazzy robe? But here's what I'll tell you. In a state like California, where all of these things occurred, what does it matter where the Republicans are? They're not in power. They're not the supermajority. They're not any of these things, and they're not likely going to be anytime soon. Governor Gavin Newsom, he has spoken quite eloquently, more eloquently than anybody else, about the three California rampage killings that occurred in rapid sequence, killing at least 24. He simply asked on Tuesday at Half Moon Bay, "What the hell is going on?" Then he says, "Only in America." The absurdity. Well, you know, not only in America. This is not only an American thing. It's a human thing. And most of the absurdity is not about crime. It's about sadness. It's about suicide. But I digress. We're not great, according to him, we're not great on gun deaths, and we're always going to be that way as long as we're blocked from the much needed national firearms regulations by Republicans. Among the major industrialized nations, now this is the way this always goes, among them, the United States has by far the highest gun homicide rate. No other country is anywhere close, and that's because other nations tightly restrict access to firearms. Now, as John Lott has pointed out, however, 80-something percent, I think it's 82% of all violent crime occurs without a gun, which, you know, to wit, we also have higher knife homicide rates that outstrip other nations' entire homicide rates. If the problem were simply free and easy access to guns, why are knives used more on a per capita basis to take lives here than all weapons combined in other parts of the world? for all of the author's talk about much-needed national firearms regulations. He fails to note that California has extensive gun control laws that simply failed to do anything. And he also quotes UCLA's Adam Winkler, who was quoted in another idiotic article. I talked to, you know, this is another person that gets out there and talks about how there's too few gun laws, even in California. But our knife homicide rate makes it pretty damn clear that the problem isn't access to guns. There's something fundamentally wrong within the nation, something that seems to suggest murder is a viable option for far too many people. So, no, not at all. Not going to be shamed into this by you and your wordsmith ways. And we're not going to be shamed into it because we simply don't want to give up our guns, but because we recognize that it doesn't work. Even before the events of last week in California, we knew that gun control didn't work. It doesn't do what the proponents claim it's going to do. Never has. It's never going to. It's never going to be able to. Just asserting over and over again that gun control is much needed regulation doesn't make it so. Especially when events make it clear that those regulations aren't all they're cracked up to be. If gun control were the answer, if gun control meant that all of these things became, they went away, well then, that would be interesting to take up that discussion. That would mean that the fundamental nature of man had changed. But the fundamental nature of man has not changed. It's probably not going to change anytime soon. I mean, they make science fiction movies about the fundamental nature of man changing. And even in the in Star Trek, for example, they make out that we live in a society where everybody's equal and money doesn't exist in anything. But there's still bad guys there. The utopia has occurred. It's great. We live with all races, all species, all these things, and still we have conflict. It's not about the tool. It's never been about the tool. It's not going to be about the tool. It has nothing to do with it. And tools, tools make certain things possible. And tools are designed to make certain things possible. The hammer used to attack Paul Pelosi was not designed to attack Paul Pelosi. It was designed to hammer nails and to build things. But it was repurposed into a weapon. Now, we know this is a fact. Guns are a tool of self-defense. They also are used for the defense of the nation. They also are used to defend ourselves. And then they're repurposed by criminals to commit crimes. So, we understand these things for what they are. We understand that all of the gun regulations in the world are not going to change the nature of man. The genie is out of the bottle. Criminals will have guns. They will always have guns. Because that's part and parcel of being a criminal. They need the tools of the trade. Your gun control is not going to change any of that anytime soon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. no such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. From Dave Saldana over at Reader's Digest. we get this in an opinionated hit piece on the right to keep and bear arms, posted under news on MSN. Polls show that a majority of Americans want Congress to pass common sense gun laws. These laws would not ban gun ownership or repeal the Second Amendment. Well, we know that because we know what it takes to repeal an amendment there, Mr. Saldana. And Reader's Digest, how disappointing. I guess with all the other woke capitalist rope sellers, seeing them turn was to be expected. Who Mr. Saldana is, or what qualifies him as an authority on this is unclear. What is clear that is that he's a lefty propagandist who cherry picks that what we assume are facts from sources with demonstrable anti-gun agendas, and his arguments fall on their face right out of the starting gate. What the majority of Americans want, actually, if that's the poll, first of all, it depends on who we're polling. it depends on where the poll is being taken. It depends on how the questions are calculated to try to lead them in a certain direction. It also matters on what the poll takers actually know about the laws that they're being queried on, which in this case is mostly what the media tells them, because they just believe the media because, well, I don't know why. I don't know why. It's one of those things where America, you have all this information, you carry it around in your pocket, and you let the media tell you what you know. And here's the other thing. This is the biggest part that is never, ever put out there. The Bill of Rights, nowhere in the Bill of Rights, nowhere in our legal system, nowhere in our society, which is, exists under the rule of law, is there a law that states that if we change our mind and we lose the popularity contest, that our rights are contingent on them remaining popular. Otherwise, two of us could do whatever we wanted to one of you. As for the assurance that the Second Amendment and guns are safe if you give the grabbers what they want, the rest of his regurgitation of tired talking points and goals they've let slip for decades showed this to be a lie. And since the right it recognizes was not created by the government, and it has been recognized in the Cruikshank and Heller and McDonald and Bruin cases now by the Supreme Court, repealing the Second Amendment would not eliminate what it was worded to protect. And the ravings of retired dotard justices notwithstanding. And I'm looking at you, sir. In any case, saying they won't take all the guns when they have no legitimate authority to take any is more than a bit like saying we don't want to rape you, just molest you a little bit. And the only natural response to that is, no, it's your move. Besides, they really do want to rape you. We know this. So let's look at what this Saldana character is telling anyone ignorant enough to support their own disarmament by violence monopoly. What equates with common sense? First of all, tell citizens old enough to marry, vote, form contracts, and serve in the military and statutory militia that they can't have guns. That they want to ban standard capacity magazines. They want to make gun trafficking, which is illegal already, more illegal. Whatever that is. They want to outlaw home builds. They want to criminalize not locking up your gun for their safety, even though you have the gun for your safety. They want to ban semi-automatics. They want to end private sales by imposing registration precursor background checks. They want to impose an ammo limit, not just, on the magazine itself, but on how much you can own. They want to deny due process through guilty until proven innocent red flag laws. They want to abridge the First Amendment for the children. They impose prior restraint training and require poll tax-like insurance before being allowed to exercise your right. Now, I'm not going to flesh all of this out for you, because you probably know this already ad nauseum. There's probably nothing that I could add that you don't already know. By way of authority, Saldana cites lefty think tanks and gun grabber groups, throwing in a FUD and a rich disarmament fanatic for good measure. And he doesn't include anybody on the firearms freedom side because that's not his goal. They're all smeared as the obstacle standing in the way of the common sense nirvana. And just like his saving thousands of lives per year claim, checking just one of his sources gives us a pretty good feel of how the others justify their GIGO BS. They infer, they simulate, and they guess. And they still have to qualify their claims with the equivocal word may, which also means may not. And for all of their correlation, causation, assurance, their paltry percentage difference claims over categories of storage, carry, and use ignore the fact that the criminals who cause the problems laugh at, while ignoring every one of the restrictions that the Ivy Tower eggheads, who are beholden to their paymasters, are trying to impose upon the rest of us. And they never, ever talk about the thousands, if not millions, of defensive gun uses that are illegal in sensitive area gun-free zones. And considering what we know about how many violent crimes actually occur with guns, which is about 18% of all violent crime, that means that all of these millions of defensive gun uses are taking place in the other areas of violence, which they don't even acknowledge that either. They make out that all violent crime is due to a gun. That is not the case at all. But you're going to see the same lists over and over again. Thomas Dodd was the author of the Gun Control Act of 1968, who publicly wished for abolishing all guns and destroy them all, which was a very bold statement to make. Pete Shields of the Brady Camp, which was, you know, Brady campaign started out being called handgun control. He wanted to take one step at a time and make possession of all handguns totally illegal. So giving in on any one point, that's one less obstacle they need to overcome on their way to more. And of course, they're talking about taking our guns, and anyone who dismisses that as paranoia, that's just ignorant. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News update. President Biden praising his bipartisan infrastructure bill on a trip to Baltimore today, where he stopped at the 150-year-old Baltimore and Potomac Tunnel and promised it will be brought up to date.
Through the infrastructure law, we're going to invest over $4 billion to replace the existing Baltimore and Potomac Tunnel.
Biden said if this tunnel shuts down, it costs America $100 million a day. He added this project will create 20,000 construction jobs. A sixth Memphis police officer has been relieved of his duties for his role in the beating death of Tyree Nichols. Police say the action was taken against Officer Preston Hemphill, although what role he played that night was not disclosed. Children in school during the beginning of the COVID pandemic are losing out on about a third of what they would have learned. A study in the journal Nature Human Behavior shows that significant loss for students from 2020 to mid-2022. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, I'm not really sure when this happened in 2022, and I'm almost certain that I think, if I'm not mistaken, and we'll double check this in the break, but if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Pincus took part in this too. We had a meeting with the Giffords. They put together a little, the Giffords Foundation put together a little panel to discuss something they called 8 Modest Proposals to Prevent Gun Violence in America, which is what Mr. Saldana in the last segment was referring to. And this has come back to light again, and this is being written about again, because here we are. We haven't even finished a month in 2023, and California is leading the way. We're going to outpace ourselves on rampage killings this year. We're so well on our way now. And while I'm out there and I'm talking about all these things, I'm saying, well, this is what, you know, talking about this, talking about that. What are they talking about? Well, we'll get to the panel in a minute. First of all, they want red flag laws. This is where you are. Somebody says, oh, you know, he doesn't like how Tom Brady, he's going to kill Tom Brady because, and they call the cops, and the cops come and see you and say, so you're talking about killing Tom Brady, huh? Well, that's sort of extreme, isn't it? We're going to take your guns. You haven't done nothing. You haven't committed a crime. You may never have committed a crime. In some cases, like in Florida, for example, some people get reported they don't even own guns. But this is a thing where, without due process, they're going to come and take your guns temporarily, and then in 2 weeks after they've done that, if you have a lawyer, you can fight to try to get them back. And if you don't have a lawyer, well, then that's tough luck. You're just going to lose your guns forever, or at least for a year. And that's a red flag law, an emergency some ERPO, emergency. Anyway, red flag law. They think an assault weapons ban would do this. This is what they say about assault weapons. It allows a gunman to fire at a large number of people very quickly. And they have become the weapon of choice for mass shooters. Well, yes, probably due to the fact that it is so well publicized, the weapon. The weapon is always so well publicized. Now, back in the day, in the 90s, I think it was, with the Long Island subway shooter with Colin Ferguson, they'd be talking about Colin Ferguson, and they'd be showing a picture of his Ruger P85 9mm pistol, which had a 15-round magazine capacity. And so it was not Colin Ferguson that was the bad guy. It was the gun that was the bad guy. While they're talking about him, they were showing pictures of the gun. So by getting out there and publicizing this and saying, well, you can kill so many people with this, to a very large degree, you, the media, have made this, if it actually is the gun of choice of anything, besides people that, like me, who know how to run them and like them, you know, you can get, you can point out, and they do, they point out the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Marjory Stoneman Douglas, Sandy Hook, Pulse Nightclub in Orlando, Florida. And they also point out that we've done this once before, but that what they don't point out, despite what they call renewed calls to action, is that the FBI told the Clinton administration that this did nothing. It did nothing to stop crime. It did nothing because crime was already going down. But hey, you know, once again, what's happening in after the January 21 shooting, Senator Dianne Feinstein, nearly 90 years old, and they've once again in the Senate introduced an assault weapons ban based upon a weapon that was used in Monterey Park that was illegal in California. MAC-10 is not legal in California. It's not going to make it in the gridlocked Senate, and it is definitely not going to pass in the Republican-controlled House, even though it is claimed by the Giffords Foundation that Biden and most Americans support these restrictions. But then, okay, so if we can't have that, maybe we could not sell them to people under 21. You know how that public health benefit that came of raising the drinking age, which saw a noticeable decline in car crashes, raising the minimum age to buy a semi-automatic weapon, would save thousands of lives, so say the advocates. Cassandra Crifossi, Deputy Director of the John Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Solutions, told NPR that in the wake of the 2022 Buffalo Supermarket and Robb Elementary School shootings. But these are folks who can't, and we've seen that demonstrated with immense tragedy over the last few weeks with Uvalde and with Buffalo. Well, what we have seen is that these guys find a way to get a gun and they pass the background check. That's what we've seen. But once again, this is one of these things that people say that if you give them an inch on this, they'll be coming for the other things anyway. So they also really think we should eliminate the filibuster, which that would open up so many things. And even though Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema were at the World Economic Forum for whatever reason, so far they have been at the front of trying to of keeping that from happening. Right now, you'd have to have 60 votes in the Senate for this to advance. And, you know, well, we just can't have that. Now, would it clear a GOP-controlled House? I don't know. But the current majority is so narrow that you wouldn't have to have too many defectors from the Republican side get in there to go, well, you know, I'm down for that. I'm with that. They want to have something called the Active Shooter Alert Act, which, you know, What are you going to do when you alert them? What does that do when you alert? Do you have an armed response in place? Are you going to lock the door and hide? What if they're already in with you? They want to build out prevention infrastructure, which, while undoubtedly important, they want to see a public health approach, building a prevention infrastructure that, among other things, supports and funds gun violence research, invests in community health and well-being, fosters economic development in areas heavily impacted by gun violence, and advances gun safety and self-defense technology, according to recommendations outlined by the Prevention Institute, a health equity nonprofit. So what they're talking about is letting doctors do a lot of things and getting out there and having smart guns and a few other things. They also want to examine patterns of impulse control, empathy, problem solving, and anger management across shootings. This coming from people that can't even control themselves or what they say. They want to eliminate legal immunity for gun manufacturers, which is not what the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act does. It protects them from being sued out of business. That's what it does. And they want doctors to talk to you about firearm safety. Well, okay. Any doctor that talks to me about firearm safety, he's not going to be my doctor for very much longer. That's what they think is a good smoking hot idea. That's what was being referred to when I was talking about Mr. Saldana. Oh, anyway, I just wanted to fill in those gaps. I was sitting there going, I didn't even tell them what I was talking about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, let's us talk about guns, me and you. Because right now, the thing is that with everything going on, the left in charge of the media, in charge of the narrative, it's always about the narrative. And we're going to hear calls for banning guns. And we're going to, there'll be some other things that are going to come out, like that single action cowboy gun that Alec Baldwin killed his cinematographer with. Well, obviously that's a dangerous gun. It's an assault revolver, And it reminds me of a line out of the 1953 film Shane. And in that, Alan Ladd tells Marion Starrett, "A gun is just a tool, Marion. It's no better or worse than the man using it." And that is simply true. That is simply true. And guns are used a lot in society. They're used a lot in media. Even though media is against guns, they're used a lot in media. But much more than that, they're used for self-defense, according to the CDC, between 500,000 and 3 million times each year. I'll give you a case in point. July 17, 2022, a man lawfully carrying a firearm shot and killed an assailant suspected of fatally shooting three people and injuring two others in an Indiana mall on Sunday evening. That was at the Greenwood Mall in Indianapolis. That was Eli Dickens, and Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen called him a hero. Which brings us back to Shane's point. A gun is no better or worse than the man or woman using it. So let's not get emotional or delusional about guns. Because a gun is a hammer. It's a screwdriver. It's a gun. It's a tool. And it just depends on who's using it. Now, some people would belittle me saying that people are the ones killing people, not guns. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Like Kermit Zarley in a 500-word opinion piece at Pathos. "Some Americans who oppose restrictive gun laws argue guns don't kill people. People kill people. That is stupid. Of course, guns don't kill people. But an individual owning a handgun or a rifle makes it a lot easier for that person to kill another human being. This is just common sense. In other words, it is much easier to kill someone with a firearm than it is with a knife, a spear, or a bow and arrow." But his argument, however, stupid as it is very self-defeating. If that's correct, how is it stupid? If his statement is correct, then how is it stupid? That's like saying that zebras are black and white is stupid. Granted, it's not a, you know, I don't know what kind of statement it'd be, but it is also not a stupid statement. It's a plain statement of fact. It may be that Zarrilli is simply caught up in the narrative, which is where everybody ends up. As Deacon Mike Mano wrote recently, narrative is a secret word with the current crop of journalists today. And he goes on to explain that it comes from a true journalist, Cheryl Atkinson. It comes from her book, Slander, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism. And in her introduction, she opines, the narrative refers to a storyline that influential people want told in order to define and narrow your views. And one of the narratives today is that, without a doubt, we need more laws. Specifically, we need more laws to control and restrict gun ownership. In fact, according to the narrative, the government really should repeal or abolish the Second Amendment and prohibit gun ownership at all. So maybe, given the current state of things here in these United States, it's the narrative that is stupid. Because, you know, even though our founding fathers didn't have an iPad or an iPhone, those guys had some foresight. They were quite intelligent dudes. And their inclusion of the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights was well thought out. They didn't say muskets. They said arms. And one of the reasons a country like, say, China is going to have second thoughts about invading the USA is that we have a very well-armed citizenry. And one estimate says that there's 120 guns per 100 people. And that is a strong deterrent to a potential invader. And somebody pointed out in a recent article, as a person growing up in a socialist country ruled by a communist party, I know guns are necessary, not just in dealing with criminals. Guns are indispensable if we want to live freely as we the people. That guy's name is Chen-Yan Schneider. Before the Communist Party came into power in 1949, ordinary Chinese had a right to own guns. When the Japanese invaded China, many rich citizens lent their weapons to the non-government organizations to form citizens' militias to fight the Japanese. As soon as the CCP took power, no one was allowed to own a gun. But they claim to have a valid concern because, according to them, there were 647 mass shooting incidents in the U.S. in 2022. And this, here's where we get into the semantics of things, because there's different kinds of mass shootings. There's familicide, where somebody goes in and kills an entire family, normally a family member. There's all of this gang-on-gang warfare that occurs, where it's basically a gunfight. And then you got the Uvaldes and the Marjorie Stoneman Douglases, which are actually absolutely horrific events, where the only real underlying agenda is shock value. So all of those need to be separated because motive matters. So, but in, you know, according to the Gun Violence Archive, none of that matters. So while I sit back and I everybody's out there going, well, society needs to figure out how to end all these senseless killings. We know how to do it. We already know. But what's especially infuriating about the narrative is that it is being pushed largely by the same people who say abortion should be legal. And by the same people who are out there saying that there is no white or black. A black person can be white now. They're also saying that a woman can grow up or wake up one day and want to be a man. Or want to be nothing. Want to be just whatever I'm thinking about in a given moment. And when you're out there and you're trying to protect, do it for the children. We can't do it for the children that are not born yet. Because they're not children. Because once again, we're in charge. Eugenics, you know, that kind of thing. According to the Guttmacher Institute in 2020, there were 930,160 abortions in the United States and an 8% increase. So clearly the tools used by abortionists, for example, are far more deadly than guns. But 42,915 lives were lost as a result of traffic accidents. Well over 100,000 people die due to fentanyl. Depending on who's counting, anywhere from 250,000 to 400,000 people die due to medical misadventure per year. Pro-abortion, anti-gun folks say that being pro-life should mean being against guns, but that's a fallacious argument based on how on their body count. But there's a serious contradiction in arguing for abortion rights and against gun rights. That's what they say. Shooting at the Colorado Springs nightclub and the July 4th parade shooting in Highland Park were tragic, as are any and all shootings that take somebody's life. But some people seem to think that there's a easy answer to that. How do you fix a culture to put an end to senseless killing? The anti-gun crowd thinks that you restrict people that obey the law. That's their answer. We're going to restrict the people that obey the law. But as the anti-gun Chicago and California shows you, laws banning guns are ineffective. They are not the answer. They're never going to be the answer. We could work on better people, but, you know, when you want to know why we're here, just remember this. We're here because we lack morals now. We're here because everything is okay. We're here because everybody needs to be viral. And we're here, the numbers we see are largely the result of a whole bunch of leftist cities that have been in power for far too long. And as for me, I'll be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.